This is HPR episode 2842 entitled, What's in My Bag, an update to HPR 2065. It is hosted by Tony Hughes aka Tony H1212, and is about 4 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, this is a short update show on what I carry in my geek bag.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello, Hacker Public Radio Land. This is Tony Hughes, again coming from Blackpool in the UK. During my last episode, which was my 50th for HPR, I realised that my bag has changed considerably since recording my episode HPR 2065 about it back in July 2016. So this is an update on what I currently carry in my geek bag when out and about. I have several laptops which are used for different things at different times, so many may or may not be in the bags depending on what I'm doing. This is a list. I've got a Lenovo X230i, a Toshiba Z30, a couple of Dell E6220s, a Dell E7250, a Dell E7440, and a Dell E6540. Recently, as you can see, I've moved over to Dell laptops, and the Dell E7440 is a great compromise on portability and usability with its 14-inch 1080p screen. But if I want a light and long battery life, the Toshiba Z30 is a fantastic little PC with all-day battery life and a great 13.3-inch screen. But all the others have their place in the bag for demonstrating Linux distros at events or at my lug. So the next thing that makes it into the bag is my Zoom H2 recorder, which goes with me for recording interviews at events I attend with the intention of producing HPR shows. I also have some tools. The first is a set of screwdriver and small driver bits made by Drapier. This is a handy for laptop teardowns, as it has all the necessary bit heads needed to work on electronics. I also carry a small set of pliers and a wire cutter in the bag. Also in the bag is a 10,000 milliamp battery pack for charging my mobile phone if needed while out and about. In conjunction with this, I carry several micro USB charging cables and a USB-C cable for the increasingly number of USB-C devices around these days. Along with this in the bag is a couple of 128GB SSDs as spares for quick swap outs if I don't want to wipe a drive but wish to test a new OS. Or for those times, the only solution to helping someone rescue an older laptop is to stick an SSD in it. I also generally carry around my own portable 1TB USB 3 hard drive, as I store large numbers of current Linux ISO files on this for burning to flash drives to create boot disks. With that, it goes without saying that I also have a few spare flash drives in the bag for just this use. I also carry a few SD cards for creating Raspberry Pi images if and when needed. Other items include a USB Wi-Fi card as a backup if I have a Wi-Fi malfunction or I'm working on a machine without its own Wi-Fi card. So that's about it for what I'm currently carrying in my bag. But before I go, a bit of sad news. Many of you have heard me talk of my latest bargains from the computer auction I've frequented since 2006. Well, sadly, no more. Northern Realizations, after 20 years of trading, have closed their doors for the last time. So I need to find another source of cheap PC equipment. As they say, all good things come to an end. Well, that's it for this episode. This is Tony Hughes signing off for Hacker Public Radio. See you down the road. Thank you.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.